DNA holds many secrets about who you are. It can trace where you came from, where you've been, and what might happen to you in the future. It's the new crime-solving wonder tool featuring in most high-profile crimes, pinpointing the identity of murderers and rapists. DNA is a major theme in every TV cop show. But what is DNA? And what does it have in store for you?
Advances in DNA technology made it possible to obtain a clear
DNA testing of blood samples from those dog bites.
DNA evidence used against Rewa had been before the jury.
It's believed to be the first time a gene known to regulate body weight has been isolated.
You run your fingers through your hair and you will shed a couple of kilometres of DNA onto the carpet below, and that will actually, that will tell the forensic scientist an awful lot about you.
One of the most high-profile aspects of DNA is its use in crime solving. New Zealand is a world leader in DNA forensics. DNA has rapidly advanced in the last 10 years and its evidence is heavily relied on in court. It's been used in the trial of Scott Watson to solve the murders of Ben Smart and Olivia Hope, with the arrest of Watson, and in the trial of Mark Lundy for the murder of his family. DNA evidence both freed David Doherty when he was accused of rape and later convicted Nicholas Reckey of the same crime. And it took 15 years, but DNA eventually helped track down the killer of six-year-old Teresa Cormack when new technology finally caught up with Jules Mekas.
When he was confronted with the hit from the DNA results, he admitted all his crimes. And he ended up
ESR scientist Sally Ann Harbison is a world leader in forensic crime solving. There isn't much she doesn't know about the essential link between a criminal's DNA makeup and the crime they've committed, as she's been heading the New Zealand DNA forensics team for 16 years.